North Pole Radio contains frank discussions of the secret of Santa and is therefore not intended for younger listeners.
Hello, welcome back to North Pole Radio. I am, as always, your host, Matt, and please bear with me a little bit. I'm going to do a bit of a long intro because this is the second one of my tough love episodes. If you've been listening for a while, you'll remember my first tough love episode was when I had on my pal John Schimmel, and we talked a little bit about some of the some of the homophobia in the Christmas performer community. I'll be honest, I was pretty nervous about doing that episode, but it turned out well, and people really were talking to me about that episode pretty positively. Now I got to do another one because, guys, I love the Santa community, but like everything else, it's got some problems because we're people. And so this episode, I have two guests with me who are two of our very talented seamstresses in the community. As most of you know, Santa clothing has come a long way from the inexpensive mass-produced costumes that were once normal in our industry. I'm 36 years old, and I remember even I growing up mostly saw Santas in what I presume were like Halco or Ruby's costumes at the time. But that's just not how it is anymore. Lots and lots of Clauses are wearing tailor-made unique items that are very expensive, but they're also made by hand by people like my guests today, people who are running one-person operation small businesses out of their homes. And like everyone else, these seamstresses experience setbacks, a lot of times related to their own health or the health of a loved one or loved ones, multiple loved ones. They fall behind sometimes in their work. And I'm sad to say when they do, a lot of times they get treated really badly. And we're going to talk about that. I'm not claiming to be a perfect person. I have spoken on this show about my own problems with mental health. I, once upon a time when Michael Howe was on this show, admitted that I used to get road rage pretty badly. So like, I'm not perfect. And I understand that nobody listening is perfect either. We're all just human. However, it's still pretty sad and shocking to me that so many performers in this community who represent the epitome of love and kindness attack these hardworking people the way that they do, a lot of times threatening them and using sexist remarks. It's really bad. And so we're still going to have some fun today. I promise we're going to have some fun. It's not all going to be awful, but we're going to talk about some awful stuff. Because I love this community, and we need to be aware that this is happening. We need to work to stop it, and we need to grow and be better. So I'm going to bring in my guests now. I've gone on. I'm going to stop being long-winded. Barbara Emery and Angie Landerman, welcome, welcome.
Thank you. Hello.
You're welcome. I'm so glad you're here. And so, like I said, we're going to have some fun. First, since you're both here, I want to know, you are seamstresses. Tell me both a little bit about your backgrounds. You're first timers. You're first timers. So I have to go back even further than your backgrounds. And I have to ask you both to tell me about Christmas growing up.
Oh, my. You
Barbara.
Want me to go first?
Yeah, Angie? Barbara, go first.
Go for it, Barbara.
Okay. Christmas growing up, I'm the youngest of six children. Okay. And And all my brother and my sisters are all much older than me. The sister next to me is about 7 years older. And okay. So there's quite a spread. And I mean, my parents didn't have much money and we didn't have much for Christmas, but we sure did put a lot of tinsel on the tree. Mm-hmm. And we had fun. Dad always bought the tree that, you know, Charlie Brown even would have rejected, you know. So we were sawing limbs off and, you know, drilling holes into the trunk to get them, you know, filled in. Mm-hmm. But it was always about family. Dad always kept us with family and, you know, mom always cooking and a lot of happiness in the house that way. You know, but we didn't always get what we wanted, but we got something, you know, and, yeah. You know, that was, you know, growing up, that's how it was.
All right. How about you, Angie?
So part of my background is that I am LDS. Mm-hmm. And, so growing up in a home LDS, we're very Christ-like centered.
Mm-hmm.
So I remember every year, this was something that was hard for me as a kid. Where there was four kids in the home when I was younger. Mm-hmm. I have a little brother that came quite a bit later. So we were all pretty much grown up when he was born. But so for the four of us, my parents did this nativity thing.
Mm-hmm.
So we would put out a manger and each week we would pick a name to do kind things for. We would do it in secret. And every time we did a kind thing for the other person, we would put a piece of straw in the manger. And then on Christmas Eve, we would lay our baby Jesus in the manger.
Okay.
You know, so the more kind things we did, the more straw he had to lay on. But the hard thing about it was, I was a very selfish kid, but I will totally admit that. And one year I kept getting my oldest brother. Every week I got my oldest brother and we were not getting along. And so it was really challenging for me to actually like do nice things for him.
Mm-hmm.
So then, you know, we also, every year we would go and cut down a Christmas tree. My parents, we live in Heber City, Utah. So mountains all around us. And my parents would go get tags to go cut down Christmas trees. And I remember we would take our Shetland pony, Snuffy, so that he could drag the trees out for us. But we would go have hot chocolate and a little bonfire while we were doing it. Just, you know, those were some very memorable things. My parents were very family oriented and, you know, focused on spending the time together and, you know, giving to others. We also, my mom, I, and my sister would always make homemade chocolates with peanuts in them or marshmallows, things like that, so that we could go deliver home-baked goods to our neighbors and our friends and family around.
Oh, you
town.
Would be my favorite neighbor then.
You know, as you just made your life sound like a Hallmark movie and mine sounded like the 99 cent bargain bin.
No, it didn't.
Oh, goodness.
No, I didn't.
Goodness. Oh, but that's wonderful. So now I'll jump ahead and we'll talk about, why don't you guys, since you're both, you know, costumers now and seamstresses, how did this come about for each of you? But well, we'll go in the same order. Barbara, why don't you?
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I learned to sew when I was about five. My mom and my grandma showed me how to sew. And I kind of took off from there and I was doing like clothes for my dolls and things like that. And then in elementary school, I started making Barbie clothes and selling those to my friends.
Mm-hmm.
And I just kept making stuff for myself. And when I got into high school, I got the chance to make costumes for a school play.
Mm-hmm.
And that was really exciting. I made the costumes for Once Upon a Mattress. And okay. I also helped with Sound of Music too. And then once out of school and everything, I went out to do retail management, but I was still sewing on the side. And I did some alterations. I learned how to do alterations from a tailor at a men's department in a department store that I worked at. And then from there, I was doing alterations and doing some costume sewing. Like when I had my son, I would make him Halloween costumes and I'd make one, you know, something to go along with it. Mm-hmm. And later on, I got into making puppets and I took a class with a guy that worked for Jim Henson. Okay. And I learned how to make show puppets. And I was doing that for quite a few years. And then when I moved down south, I had a character that we started a clown ministry in my church in New York. And when we moved down to South Carolina, I took that clown character and turned her into a local rock star.
Oh, cool.
And so I made costumes for myself. And then I started making all the Disney princesses for my face painters to wear and all that. And we did that for, oh gosh, about 8 years. But in the meantime, I started doing pageant costumes for kids. So I was doing both at the same time. And after a while, it got so crazy that something had to go. And so I decided to stop doing the entertaining and driving all over mm-hmm. North and South Carolina and just stay home and sew pageant costumes. And a few months after I stopped, my sister had her first stroke.
Oh.
And that put me behind in sewing costumes for kids. And eventually I just stopped by 2018, I stopped. And then eventually, you know, things happened. Mm-hmm. My mom ended up falling and breaking her femur. And eventually she passed away and I took care of her full time. And I'm still taking care of my sister full time. So I got into sewing for Santa Claus because I wanted to do something different and mm-hmm. something bigger that, you know, sewing a pageant costume, that was all fun and good. But a lot of times the kids wore it once on stage and that was it. They sold it to somebody else and went on and on from there.
Right.
I wanted something Ooh. That lasted longer, that mm-hmm. meant something. So I decided to go with Santa Claus. And so far I've had fun sewing for Santa, but yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know,
it's an interesting thing. I'll tell you that.
All right. How about you, Angie?
So I started sewing when I was younger too. My grandma and my mom are big quilters. And in high school, I took some sewing classes. I was sewing my prom dresses and things like that. And then went into college and took more classes, lots of clothing, you know, how to put together clothes and stuff like that, how to mm-hmm. alter things, how to create patterns and stuff like that. Well, then I met my husband mm-hmm. and he had always had this dream to be Santa Claus. Mm. You know, ever since we met, he had told me about his grandpa who was a Santa Claus up in Washington. He would go and do Christmas at the Children's Hospital every Christmas Eve mm-hmm. and they wouldn't start their family stuff until grandpa got home from the hospital. And that impacted my husband a lot. And so, back in 2015, for years we'd been talking about it. We've been mm-hmm. trying to find fabrics, things like that. I finally made him his first suit. You know, it took lots of trial and error and, you know, he became Santa Stu. He mm-hmm. Started showing his suit on Facebook in the Santa Claus pages.
Yeah.
And, you know, just pictures of him on his first couple seasons. And he would get messages quite often. Where'd you get your suit? How do I get one? Things like that. So it took him a couple years to convince me to start this. I was doing home daycare. I was not loving it, but I also was not going to go out and get a job because I had a little girl and I didn't want to, you know, put her in daycare. Ooh, so I needed something so that I could stay at home and quit my in-home daycare. Well, I started doing it while I was still doing daycare. I just did a few things and it kind of just exploded from there. Mm-hmm. Lots of requests and it just, you know, has become our family life. It's our main income. It is definitely something that I enjoy doing
mm-hmm.
despite all the challenges.
Sure.
But it's just, you know, we've kind of just embraced this life and me and my husband do this business together now. Luckily I have him as a partner to help me with all of this, because it is, I never expected it to become what it is.
Mm.
You know,
I think that's the way, I think that's the way it happens with a lot of the big, small, out of the home businesses though, like that, which is good, you know? But like you said, obviously it comes with some challenges. But, one thing that it comes out of both of your stories for me that I think is important for people to think on is like, this is something that you guys are doing. You're both doing it at home. And Barbara, you mentioned you're your full-time sister's caregiver. Angie, you have children and a husband, you know, so like it's your job, but also like it's not the same as a job where like I have a job, I go to the post office and I work my job from 8:15 to 4:45. And some days I have to do overtime, but then I leave and I'm checked out for the day. Mm-hmm. That's my job. I'm done for the day. You don't have the you're done for the day part. No. And Angie, I know you have some people making some stuff now, right? Is that true? Yeah. Okay.
Yes. So my off the rack line, mm-hmm. I have employees that make that. Mm-hmm. They are my designs, my fabrics. You know, I do the custom work.
Right. Yes. Yeah, and that was the other part I was getting to was I think there's only like there's you guys, but also I'll bring up some of the other people. You know, there's Costume Magic and there's the Sewing Elves, and I don't know if Costume Magic or I think they're both small as well. I don't think that the only ones that come to mind off the top of my head that have employees. I know Adele has a couple employees out at Adele's. I know Doug has seamstresses at Pro Santa Shop that work for Pro Santa Shop. And I think maybe Bill Dendy is more than a one person operation at Santa's Tailor as well.
I think so.
But those, as far as I know, are the only three. The rest of the people, Costume Magic, you know, you two, the Sewing Elves, there's another one. And I can't.
Heather Gabriel.
Yes. Thank you. Heather Gabriel. She's a one person operation. And there's a couple more that are all, you're small, very, very small one person businesses. And so when that happens, you guys don't have somebody for sick days, you know?
No.
And so, now I guess here's the part where we don't have a lot of fun for a little bit, because I kind of want to hear some of your what's going on, because I know you guys are part of a seamstresses group. I'm sure you're not the only two that are having some of these problems. So I just kind of want to address them a little bit. I'm going to kind of maybe turn the floor over for you for a little bit to kind of just, you guys can tell me, cause I don't even know what to ask. I kind of know you both have messaged me separately, you know, to tell me some things that are going on, but they're not my stories to tell. Mm-hmm. They're your stories to tell.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Well, I guess I go first.
Sure,
I don't know.
Barbara, sure.
Go for it.
Golly. Well, last year was probably, actually from April until April this year, has probably been the worst year of my life. I had issues. I was coming back from a broken arm from October 2022, and I was doing all right. I had a friend help me finish my only three orders that I had in 2022, which is when I started making Santa clothes.
Mm-hmm.
And by February, I wasn't feeling too well. And then into March and then into April, I thought, yeah, I'll be all right. And it was because my hips were twisted from when I fell. And I didn't know that my pelvis was twisted. I was wondering why I was walking funny, but I thought, whatever. Mm-hmm. So that affected my health quite a bit because I couldn't sit for very long. I had to keep getting up and moving around. If I stood too long, that messed me up. And then my sister started having problems in July, I think it was. And she was having a lot of issues. She's had two strokes and she's got, you know, other issues wrong with her because of that. And it's pretty messy.
Mm-hmm.
And not to go into any details or anything, but
sure. No.
It's hard to work with her because she does have stroke-related dementia. Mm-hmm. Some days she's fine. Other days she's doesn't know which way is up. Mm. And so I fell behind with that. And in September, she fell and she ended up in the hospital. And to make a long story short, it was two trips back to the ER in a row. And she ended up rehab for 10 days and everybody's like, wow, that must be great. You know, no, because I had two Santa Clauses clamoring me over the head, especially one. They were threatening to sue me. They wanted to drag me into court. They came and they had dropped off a pile of fabric and a bunch of stuff. And I thought for sure I could do their order. And it wasn't going to happen because I just got so far behind with all the issues going on in the household that I had them come pick up their stuff. They turned around. They made a mess of my PayPal. They made a mess of my life. And then I had other Santas constantly messaging me. And I said, look, I'm trying. Mm-hmm. And no matter what excuse I gave them, they said I was lying. And oh, you're lying.
These are all people that knew, well, of course. Yeah. Yeah. Sorry about that. Anyway,
I'm talking about teenagers here.
Oh, I know.
You're lying. You were you probably don't even have a sister. Another excuse from the queen of costumes, you know, just it just got really vicious. And I had one guy that I was making a suit plus a vest, a shirt, and a coat. And his order got caught up in all the mess with my sister and all the problems she was having. And I'd work on it a little bit and I'd get tired and I'd have to stop and have to sleep because, I mean, I was exhausted.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, the stress level from both sides was nauseating. And by the first week of October, I had a breakdown. I just shut down. I just didn't want to do anything. And I just stopped. And this guy was, oh, he's going to get on an airplane. He's going to come out here to South Carolina and he's going to come and meet me in person.
Oh,
go ahead. Right ahead. You know, I'll come pick you up at the airport, you know? And after a while I stopped answering messages because I couldn't deal with the stress. And that's what happens. You just mentally, emotionally, and everything, you just shut down. And being battered from my sister having her issues. And I mean, I do have my husband, but he doesn't deal with any of that. And he thought that he was gonna have to put me in the hospital. And I tried, and I was staying up all hours of the night, which is what I'm doing now. Staying up all hours of the night, and I'd work a little bit. I'd stop and I'd sit down. I'm just going to rest for a few minutes, and I'd fall asleep for 3 hours.
Well, of course.
And I'd wake up and start all over again. And it just has been awful. And my sister was put on hospice for a while. And in January, I pulled my back out. I was moving stuff around in my studio, and I pulled my back out. Like I saw stars, and I couldn't walk very well. I was walking with two canes. The pain was absolutely excruciating. And I went and I went to the chiropractor and I had some very, very painful adjustments. And I mean, we're talking screaming, painful adjustments. And I was unable to sew for 2 months. I just got back to sew full time on St. Patrick's Day, March 17th. I mean, I tried to sit there and I'd start it to sew in just a little bit and I couldn't stand the pain. I'd get up and I'd have to take more pain medication. Half the time I slept more than I was awake. My phone keeps going off. My phone goes off all hours of the night. And I can't shut it off because I don't know when I'm going to get some sort of an emergency phone call about something or anything from any of my other siblings because they're much older than me. Something could happen.
Yes.
So I can't shut my phone off and it's just frustrating. So right now I have another Santa who has his outfit. He doesn't like it. It doesn't fit right. He wants to, if he's giving me ultimatums, always ultimatums. He's giving me till June to fix his outfit. The problem is the fabric that he chose. It's not my sewing.
Mm-hmm.
And so I have to take care of that, along with all the things that I'm behind on from 2023. And I've taken very, very, very few orders for this year.
Yeah.
And I have everything scheduled out. And I'm just working through my time and I'm working through my schedule. And that's all I can do. But the Santas that have threatened me, personally, if I was a mother, if I knew, I wouldn't let my children near them because I have been names.
Mm-hmm.
I have been told, oh, you're just saying that because you're a woman.
Hmm.
You know, it's just, it's come to the point. I was talking to Angie through Messenger. It came to the point where I want to quit. I want to stop. And yeah. She told me she didn't want me to stop because we're just losing another seamstress in the Santa world. And that puts more pressure on whoever's left.
Yeah.
And it's come to the point where I don't want to sew for men anymore. I'll just sew for Mrs. Claus because Mrs. Claus is like the forgotten stepchild. And and Santa Claus hogs up every seamstress, hogs up their schedule, sure. And they're not able to make anything for Mrs. Claus.
Sure.
Well, now I'm going to just say, you know what, guys, too bad. You're on the back burner. I'm going to sew for Mrs. Claus and maybe I can fit you in my schedule.
Yeah.
When I feel that's what it's come to for me because it's breaking my heart. It's hurting me personally. And my husband is just, he's ready to tell me just quit and forget it. But, you know, it's, and I'm trying as hard as I can. I am trying.
Mm-hmm.
They act like I'm sitting around eating bonbons and watching, you know, Amazon or something. I don't know. But I mean, I'm doing the best I can.
Yeah. Only it's, human. It's one of those things that I'm amazed at the willingness to jump right to you're a liar. That is really crazy to me. Like it would never cross it. It's never here. I'll go with this. I have ordered 2-3 things from Angie at this point, custom made. And Angie's very open with me as a person. She just says, here's what's going on. Here's why your stuff will be late. And I say, okay, like take care of your kids, take care of yourself. Like that's more important. I can see a little teeny bit being upset. Okay. And then I can have Angie tell some stories. I can see being a little teeny bit upset if you're ordering your very first time Santa suit. Don't order your very first time Santa suit as a custom item. Just don't do it. Order off the rack because you can get an off the rack thing on time and adjust your expectation that you might not get something custom on time. Now, here is the other thing, because I posted about this for those listening that don't know, if you are a Santa, Mrs. Claus or seamstress or a tailor, you can join my Facebook group, Santa's Custom Suit Trade and Parade, which I moderate. I posted a video in there one time about kind of some of what we're talking about now because it was bothering me at the time. And some of the comments I got were, well, they shouldn't overburden themselves. And it's like, well, guys, they don't know they're overburdening themselves when they don't know because you can't plan for Barbara, you twisting your hip and pulling your back out and your sister having to go literally into hospice where you thought she was going to die. You just can't plan for that. And Angie, we'll talk about some of your thing. You know, people, Angie, you can talk more about it, but you get really bad migraines. Like people that don't get migraines don't understand that that doesn't mean you just, it's really hard to explain to somebody that when you have a migraine, that's not just you have a headache. Like I know Angie has headaches. My daughter, Angie, gets migraine. You know, Angie here on the show gets migraines. My stepdaughter, Angie, she gets migraines. I have a friend that has done just about everything in the world to try to not have her migraines, including like Botox injections into her head and everything. It's not a headache. It is. You have to go somewhere and lay down in the dark and stay there. So anyway, it's astounding to me. The jumping right to, like basically just the assumption that other people aren't human beings is really the part that's really astounding to me in everything you just said, Barbara.
Yeah, well, it's when they give an ultimatum and then mm-hmm. they say, "Oh, I'm not threatening you." The very definition of ultimatum is a threat.
Yeah.
And it's like, I don't need that in my life. You know, if I had the money to refund you, I would do that. Just let me make your suit. I have everything here. It's cut. Mm-hmm. It's started. I'm sewing it. Let me finish it. Don't message me every 5 seconds, you know?
Yeah. And also just while we're on it real quick, you mentioned something else that I just want to talk about real quick because I didn't 100% because I don't know anything about fabrics or anything. You mentioned for the guy that's unhappy, you said something about it's the fabric he chose.
Yeah,
maybe we can take a break here and talk about fabric and why that is important. So,
Since I'm new at Sewing for Santa, I don't know what fabrics, you know, are the best to use.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe that might be on my part. Okay. I'm choosing fabrics that I think will work, mm-hmm. but this one guy chose a fabric that I think was just a little too soft. And I probably should have done a little bit more to the fabric to make it so it fit differently. But I mean, I'm going to fix his order. It's no big deal.
Yeah, sure. Don't threaten you. But I was also just curious since you brought up fabric, that little part of my brain went, oh, I'm going to go off and talk about that for just a second. It was just something I noted. I was like, oh, fabric. Let's talk about why that may or may not end up being important, especially if, you know, mostly you guys are picking the fabric. But if somebody wanted to pick their own,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Yeah.
So Angie, we talked a little bit about, or I talked about, you didn't talk about yet, but why don't you go ahead and let me know and let everybody else know kind of some of the stuff that goes on with your business.
Okay. Well, since I started my business, I have had to have 3 surgeries.
Ooh.
One of them was an emergency surgery, you know, mm-hmm. obviously not planned. Another one was I actually blew my shoulder out from all of the hand sewing that I do on my suits.
Mm-hmm.
I hand sew all my fur. And so it totally blew my shoulder out in 2022. So I started 2023 with a shoulder surgery, which the doctor said I would be back to sewing in 6 weeks. It took me almost 4 months to be able to actually sew again. Because of the pain in my shoulder. And I still have pain. But so, you know, when somebody says that we shouldn't burden ourselves so much or take on so much, mm-hmm. they don't understand that we take on the capacity of what we think we can do.
Mm-hmm.
Life can get in the way when we are individuals doing this, you know, by ourselves. I don't have somebody that can step in and sew up these pants or this suit that I'm making. It is me.
Mm-hmm.
They also don't understand the amount of pressure that we get as seamstresses who take on an order.
Mm.
There are so many times when I get a message and I say, I'm sorry, I'm full for the year. I cannot. Mm-hmm. And I repeatedly get messages from them. Mm-hmm. Can you please fit my order in? Can you please do this for me this year? It's hard for me to say no, mm-hmm. because
sure.
I don't like to let people down.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. I am a people pleaser. And mm-hmm. so, you know, I feel guilty when they've waited till the summer to say, hey, I need a suit by this one, mm-hmm. this season. And then it's so hard for me to say no. And I'm working on that, but mm-hmm. it's like the constant pressure that we feel mm-hmm. from, it's not just Santa Claus's, but Mrs. Claus's too. I had a very rough situation last year with a Mrs. Claus. But the pressure that we get
mm-hmm.
is hard to handle.
Yeah.
And it's the constant messaging mm-hmm. to just tell them no again. I'm sorry, mm-hmm. I can't. Like, it gets to me. I don't know if it gets to Barbara, but it gets to me when I have to constantly be saying, I can't do it this year.
Sure.
But so, you know, when I'm in the middle of a project and I'm trying to get somebody's order out,
mm-hmm.
the messaging me, requesting updates, things mm-hmm. like that can be really hard for me. It takes time away from me physically doing their order.
Yeah.
And, you know, I do my best to get out updates as much as I can, you know, letting people know where I'm at in their project. Sure. Send them, you know, I call them sneak peeks just to give them an idea of, you know, this mm-hmm. is what I'm working on, you know, different things like that.
Yeah.
But it's regular messages daily, several times a day, just fishing for updates. And I'm like,
my gosh,
you got to give me yes. time.
Like, oh my gosh.
Just because I say, hey, this is what I'm going to do today. I'm going to work on this. Doesn't mean I'm working on it right then. Like you said, I have a family.
Yeah.
I have a 6-year-old daughter that I'm homeschooling right now because of problems with her school.
Yeah.
I have a 16-year-old son. My 18-year-old son just moved out a couple weeks ago. Mm. But, you know, I have a life outside of my business.
Mm-hmm.
But my business is in my home. And so to walk away from my family, you know, and just like shut everything off, it's so hard for me.
Yeah.
But it's also hard for me to shut business off.
Sure.
To walk away and do family things or to go to bed. Like last night, I think I went to bed at 2 a.m. because I was up doing a suit.
I woke up to our group chat and you two had continued doing it. And at one point, Barbara just went, I think Matt's asleep. And I was like, yeah, I think I was. No, that's fine. I don't care. But the point is just that, like, while folks like me and probably some of the folks listening have gone to bed, you guys are still dealing with this stuff. And you said, and here I told a story a minute ago that made me look good. Now I'll tell a story about myself to make myself look bad. Like I said, the whole point of this is like, I get it. We're all human and we all get upset at things sometimes. Like, but I want to illustrate it. Kind of a difference in when you'll see when I tell this story. I work for the Postal Service, and one of the weird things the Postal Service does is they hand us a credit card that is just to order our own uniforms, and we have to deal with third-party companies to order postal uniforms. And we only get a certain amount of money on this credit card a year. It's not really a credit card, it's a debit card. You get $480 or whatever it is a year. Last year, I spent my entire allowance on new things, and some of those things were pants. Now, everything that you order for the Postal Service is very expensive. They have like $100 pants and like $80 shorts. So you don't get very much for your $400 allowance, okay? So I ordered from this company. I ordered right out of the catalog my waist size, and then you could get add-on tailoring for the pant legs. And I figured, okay, that'll save me a step. I'll get my pant legs done from the company and they'll send everything to me. And that way I won't have to go out to my local tailor when they get here and have to wait again for them to do my pants. I get the pants. They don't fit around the waist, even though they say they're my waist size. They say right on there what my waist size is. They still don't fit. They're too small. So I call the company. I say, I need to return these. They say, you can't return these. You had them tailored. I said, what? They said, you can't return these. You had them tailored. We don't accept back tailored items. We can't resell them. I said, what on earth do you mean you can't resell them? They said, well, we only carry factory items. We send them out to be tailored. We don't actually stock tailored items here in our, I said that doesn't make any sense to me. Like, you're talking absolute nonsense. I just spent all of my allowance for the year on these pants. I'm not going to have allowance for another year and I need these pants. And so I went back. I got to a point where I was yelling at this person. I said straight up, and I was yelling, I'm not going to sugarcoat it. I said, you are telling me right now that nobody else in the entire country wear this size pants. I am the only one, and you cannot, and you're sitting there telling me that you can't take them back because you can't sell them to anybody else. You are full of it. You just are. You know that's not true. Okay. And finally, we got it all out. And then at the end, I apologized. I said, I'm so sorry I yelled. Like, that was not okay. I shouldn't have yelled. I said, I'm so sorry I yelled. I was frustrated. But I really need, like, I have to get this refund. I have to have these uniform clothes. Now, here's where it all comes down to, where that person still should not have had to deal with me yelling. No matter what kind of job you have, you should not have to deal with somebody yelling at you. I was wrong. However, I still was yelling at somebody that was like just at their desk at a job and wasn't they had a weird company policy, but I was not yelling at somebody who was telling me they couldn't do something because of a health reason. They were just telling me a company policy. Again, I'm wrong. I look bad, but at the same time, when I ordered something from Angie and she came back at me with like, I'm sorry, your stuff's not going to be done by Christmas. Here's what happened. I had this surgery. I couldn't sew for 4 months. I'm way behind. I went, okay, like that's not your fault. Like and again, it wasn't the person's fault that their company my whole point is so I told a story where I still, but in my mind, there's just this difference where if that person on the other end had just made my pants wholesale and, for whatever, there'd be a difference to me. It's not a huge difference, but there's a difference there where, I get it. People get upset. I get upset. But you have to have a level of understanding when you're working with a small operation. Like, there's just things there that can't, like I said, and also the other thing to me is ask anybody else that's got their stuff. If they're stealing from you,
mm-hmm.
ask John Schimmel, who I mentioned at the top of the show and who's been on this show, ask if Barbara's stealing. John has Barbara's suits. They're one. He's got them. She wasn't stealing from him. Ask me or literally any of Angie's customers, is she stealing from me? No, you're going to get your stuff. You might not get it on this imaginary timeline you have in your head, but you're not being stolen from. And that's the important part. If Barbara or Angie or Heather Gabriel or, any of these people were bilking people out of money, we'd all know it. We all know. Yes. Everybody listening to this show, to the show knows that the Christmas performer community loves to talk. Everybody in America that is a Santa or Mrs. Claus would know, don't buy Angie's originals. Don't buy Costumes Queens. If you give them money, you're never going to see your stuff. They wouldn't be doing business if they were stealing from you.
Yeah, we wouldn't be.
No.
Last year, I had an incident where my son had to have his gallbladder removed.
Yes, I remember.
It was a pretty quick thing.
Still scary, though. That's your kid.
Yeah. It was. And because of that, it delayed me one day on shipping a guy's suit.
Mm-hmm.
And he threatened me with legal action and told me he didn't believe I was legit.
Oh, yeah.
One day.
Mm-hmm.
It broke my heart. It literally broke my heart because I was trying to be there for my son.
Mm-hmm. Of
course. Take care of him.
Mm-hmm.
And take care of my customer.
Mm-hmm.
But I can't do both at the same time when I'm sitting in the hospital.
Right.
And I made him aware of the situation. Mm-hmm. And because I said that I would ship one day later, mm-hmm. he threatened me with legal action.
Yeah.
Never came back and apologized, which is fine. It's, I know that I did my job and I communicated with my customer.
Mm-hmm.
But, I had been dealing with, like we talked about, I get severe migraines. Mm-hmm. I have chronic migraines
mm-hmm.
where, like, this morning, the reason we started this podcast late is because I woke up early this morning with a migraine.
Mm-hmm.
I had to take my medicine and go back to bed. Mm-hmm. And I could not literally even move until mm-hmm. it had released.
Yeah.
So it just delayed my day because mm-hmm. I had to physically take care of myself mm-hmm. or nothing was going to be taken care of today.
Yeah.
But that's it is I can't just, you know, go about my day mm-hmm. like maybe I could if I just had a regular headache.
Mm-hmm.
I am literally sick in bed when I have these migraines mm-hmm. and I can't predict when they're going to happen.
Yeah.
Like,
no, of course not. No. Like I said, I know three people off the top of my head. I'm sure if I thought I might know more. I know three people right now that I can name that I know. And you're one of them, Angie, that I know. And two of them, like I just know in my life, one of them is my stepdaughter and one of them was engaged to my best friend before he passed away. They're debilitating. They just are. They're just debilitating. And again, I go back to like, people are like, you're lying. Well, again, I go back to if you're lying, there's no point in you lying simply because you wouldn't be in business.
I wouldn't. I mean, I've been doing this for so long that if you go and search through the Santa communities for Angie's Originals or Angie Landerman mm-hmm. and read what people have wrote about me,
mm-hmm.
you would get a sense of who I am and mm-hmm. what I do. You know,
mm-hmm.
Are you going to get your supplies or your order? Are you going to get quality stuff?
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to hear, you know, people saying you're never going to get your stuff because mm-hmm. like you've said, I may have some delays sometimes because of my health, my family's health, different mm-hmm. things, but you will get your stuff.
Yeah.
And nobody has never not got their stuff.
And like I said, we all know who the people, I'm not going to be the person that names names on this podcast. I won't do that part, but I got a message from a friend of mine, a Santa friend of mine the other day who went, have you ever done business with this person? And it was a person who sells, Santa goods. I said, no. And they said, they're a huckster. It was basically I asked them about this item. They told me a price for it. I just saw it for like $5 on Temu. It was somebody that had bought a whole lot of pins, I think, or something, and was selling them for triple the price, I think.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, okay, well, glad I know who that person is now. I won't buy from them anymore. And like I said, I'm not going to say who it is. Somebody would get in trouble. Somebody would yell at me. I'd be in trouble. Everyone would be mad at me. I don't need to deal with that, but I know. And maybe you listening know too. Maybe you've heard the same stories. I don't know. But it's just that easy to find out who the bad people, not bad people necessarily. Well, I hate saying bad, the untruthful people are, or the unscrupulous people are, or mm-hmm. anything like that. However, we've been being really negative here, but Barbara, you did say, Barbara and Angie, you both have said you like doing this. So like,
I love sewing. I love creating. I'm a mm-hmm. three-dimensional artist. Mm-hmm. I can flatline draw so-so.
Mm-hmm.
But I love doing three-dimensional things. That's why I used to make puppets. That's mm-hmm. why I became a clown and I did balloon artistry.
Mm-hmm.
I like doing three-dimensional art. So that's mm-hmm. why I like watching. My brain likes to watch things come together. I can see things done before I even make them.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I decided to go into Santa Claus, because I'm like, wow, this is it's like a magical world,
mm-hmm.
you know, and I'm creating magic.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that's what attracted me to it. And, you know, and I had a local Santa that's been begging me for a few years now to make him a Santa Claus outfit. And I was like, mm-hmm. I don't want to do it. And then finally I made it for him in 2022. And that was the first picture I posted was him mm-hmm. and my phone just blew up.
Yeah.
And it's grown from there, but 2023 just slammed me over the head and yeah. every place else and just beat me up senseless. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, I'm paying for it with these these guys just climbing down my throat and, you know, trying to yank out my heart and step on it.
Yeah, that's unfortunate.
It's I mean, I don't want to use the word depressing. It's not. It's very upsetting.
It's overwhelming.
And overwhelming, yes. And it just, it hurts.
Yeah.
I'm not a bad person. I'm a good person. I make people laugh. I'm an entertainer, and I decided to step down from entertaining and help out other entertainers.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I just don't know what else to do. I'm bending over backwards, and that's not good enough.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm trying my best.
One thing I will say. Yeah. And just one thing I will say for both of you is I definitely see a whole lot of people that are very happy with you. So even though we've been here talking about the bad apples, boy, our community also knows how to lift other people up, because I see good stuff about both of you all the time. And the reason we're focusing so much on these bad apples is because it just shouldn't be. And, you know, our community and, you know, everything. Again, I keep coming back to, I get it. We're human, stuff like that. But if you hear anybody saying stuff like this, like, just be like, hey, you know, like if you have a friend that's complaining about how long it's taking, just be like, hey, you know, they're just one person. And if you're so concerned with speed, buy off the rack or.
Yeah.
And I guess I'm going to have to also, or find one of the people I mentioned that is more than a one person operation. Like if you really want a costume queen or an Angie's original, just know you're going to have to wait. If you want a nice custom suit and you want it ASAP, maybe you're going to have to go to Adele's. Maybe you're going to have to go to Santa's Tailor. Maybe you're going to have to go to Pro Santa Shop. People that have more than one employee working at a time, because those play, I don't know how many Bill or Adele have right now. I know they both have them. I believe Doug said he has 6 people working for him now. So like they can get done stuff quicker than, and also those places, Adele's and Santa's Tailor and Pro Santa Shop are businesses. They have people that go there and they're there and they just work hours like anybody at a normal job and go home.
They have a brick and mortar.
They're not at home working where like, maybe your sister needs assistance or, maybe your kids need assistance or if you're the full-time caretaker of your spouse, maybe that might need assistance, something like that. Or, you know, or also the other thing with that is they have people to cover sick days. People that are working home don't have anybody to cover them when it's sick. You know, people that are running their own one person business just don't have anybody to cover them on their sick days. And that's my biggest takeaway. What I want everybody to take away from this is just understand that life happens the same way it happens to you. It happens to these people making all of our beautiful outfits. These people that like literally we owe everything we do to, because otherwise, you know, we might be in a, I guess we'd still end up in like Ruby's cause, but we're all elevated as performers because we have people like Barbara and Angie and, Heather Gabriel and everybody that are doing custom handmade work. So we look like we're wearing real clothes versus just wearing a costume. And I said it before and I'll say it again. If you're just starting out, I did it. Lots of people I know do it. Buy off the rack. There's absolutely nothing wrong. Planet Santa has great off the rack Santa suits and they have them available and ready to go. They look good. They may fit a little off a little bit, but they'll fit well enough to get you through until, you know, they just will. And there's nothing wrong with wearing one of those. There's just nothing wrong with it. They, like I said, they look good. They're ready to go. So you could get in.
You should always have a backup.
Yep.
Yes.
Always. Mm-hmm. And if your first suit is an off the rack, you know, till you get your custom, that's pretty much your backup until you get that custom. Mm-hmm. So that, mm-hmm. you know, you can give me or Barbara or one of the rest of us the time to create your vision. Uh-huh. You know, it's not just, hey, I want this. It's a lot of customization, mm-hmm. different sizes, making it to the right length, making it to the right, you know, fit around the waist, belt loops mm-hmm. in the right place. It's a whole performance pretty much for us to create this specific look for you.
Yeah. So it is a lot. If it, just anybody listening that hasn't done it yet, maybe you have a Planet Santa or something like that suit. It is a process. You have to get a friend, a parent, a spouse or somebody to come in with a tape measure because they're doing this through you, or go to your own local tailor or men's warehouse or whatever. You have to get somebody to take all these measurements of your body. Yeah. You have to, somebody will go, well, where do you want your belt loops? You know, do you want, how big is your belt? How big are your boots? So I can make boot toppers for you've got to take a lot of numbers down. You've got to do, it's a whole thing. And, in the end, it's worth it. Just be patient.
It really is. And getting proper measurements is huge.
Yeah.
If I don't get proper measurements, mm-hmm. then it's not going to turn out right. Yeah. So
I hate it. I have your sheet. Because of just who I am as a person, I've had myself measured multiple times. And every time I'm like, God, I hope I did that right.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I try to send the sheet. I try to send the pictures to show exactly how it is.
You do.
But it's a whole process. It's, you know.
You do it perfect. And every time I'm like, God, I hope I did that right.
Well, I think that we've got everything correct for you so far.
Yes,
so.
Yeah.
And if anything sounds
and
off,
where is
I'm
my
always...
stuff? Gosh darn it. I've been waiting for it so long. Where is it?
But it's like, you know, if anything sounds off, mm-hmm. I've been trained to be like, okay, this measurement doesn't mm-hmm. sound correct. You know, let's mm-hmm. you know, check that just to make sure so that, you know, things turn out properly. So we are professionals. We know what we're doing. Yeah. It's just, we're a one person show.
Yep.
That's the biggest thing that I wish people would understand is I'm a one person show for most of my stuff, my mm-hmm. custom stuff. Mm-hmm. It is me. Mm-hmm. And when I'm also dealing with customer messages all the time, I don't have a secretary. I don't have somebody that can take over that. It's me. Mm-hmm. You know, it's exhausting. Mm-hmm. I love doing it because I love seeing what I make mm-hmm. and stepping back and being like, wow, that mm-hmm. turned out, you know, beautiful. Mm-hmm. I love how it is, but it's exhausting.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
I've sat down and cried one day when I mailed out a costume. I just sat down and cried. And my husband says, what's wrong with you? I did it. I got it out. It's done. It's over. I don't have to deal with this guy's messages anymore. And when he got his outfit, he was like, wow, this is great. I love it. Well, then why did you drive me crazy and say nasty things to me? Mm-hmm. You know, they never said he was sorry. That really bothered me. Never said he was sorry.
No, and that's the other thing. I'll just say real quick, guy, if you get nasty, if you're mean, at least be adult enough to say, you know what, that wasn't cool. I'm sorry. I shouldn't have been that way. I got upset. Like and you know, it's not easy to admit, you know, nobody likes admitting they were wrong. Like, come on, nobody likes it, but you're going to do it sometimes. That's kind of just life, you know, and none of us are perfect. We're not Santa Claus. We're not Mrs. Claus. We're people. And so maybe sometimes you're going to get upset. Like, that's why I call this tough love. Like, I'm understanding of the fact that maybe you're going to get upset. That's going to happen. But like, come on. And you know, a lot of the people in this are way past old enough to know better. Like, that's the other thing. You're all way past old enough to know better. Like, please. So anyway, I'm gonna move on. I think we've said our point. And so I'm gonna start getting, speaking of all your sewing you have to do and your families you have to be with, yeah. I'm gonna start bringing this in. Since you're both on here for the very first time, I also at the end ask everybody, I have my group of my Christmas questions that I ask. So the first one is, for the Christmas tree, white lights or colored lights?
One of each.
One of each, says Angie.
I have colored lights, I think. I don't know. Okay. I didn't set a Christmas tree up last year. I don't know. I don't remember.
You had a year though. You can
kind of rough time.
That's understanding. Yeah. You had a year.
Yeah.
For the top of the tree, star, angel, or other?
I do a star.
Both stars. Okay. Then the next one is favorite cookie.
Snickerdoodle. Yeah.
Well, I like Snickerdoodles too.
Yeah. Snickerdoodles are my favorite.
Popular answer. Very popular. I wasn't much of a Snickerdoodle person until I started doing this show. And then I started eating more of them. And I'm like, yeah, I kind of see why this is so popular.
Yeah.
It's just such a popular answer. The next question is favorite Christmas movie or TV special?
I love...
Whoop,
go ahead. Sorry, Barbara.
A Christmas Story.
A Christmas
and
Story.
And also A Christmas Story. The continuation.
The sequel. Yep. Mm-hmm.
The sequel. Those are my absolute favorite. Right. I do like Elf. Everybody says Elf, but I can watch A Christmas Story over and over and over again. And not
oh, so
get
you
sick
watch TNT every Christmas when they play it over and over and over again.
No, I think it was on HBO.
Something like that. Yeah, there was one station that played it like, yeah, on a 24-hour loop a couple years in a row. Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. My favorite is the first Santa Claus, the Tim Allen version.
Yep.
That's my absolute favorite. Very and I good. Love Elf, but then I also love The Holiday. It's not like, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I love Christmas, but I love it. I have to watch it every Christmas.
Okay. Uh-huh. Don't know that one. Interesting. And the last one is favorite Christmas song.
I would say probably I like Silent Night, but I like Mariah Carey's song. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. Not really.
Angie?
Yeah, Silent Night. I go back to Silent Night all the time.
Yeah.
Silent Night is my favorite.
Oh.
Yeah.
Very good. Very good. Well, thank you both so much for being here and doing this. And just not to put more on your plates necessarily, but I want to give you both an opportunity to talk about your businesses when you're going to start taking new orders again. And Angie, I know you have some off the rack items. So I want you both to just talk about your businesses real quick and where everybody can find them.
Okay. Go ahead, Barbara.
Oh, okay. Well, the easiest place to find me is on Facebook. I'm under Barbara Pickles Emery on Facebook. Mm-hmm. And the name of my page on Facebook is The Costume Queen. Mm-hmm. There is another Costume Queen on there, but if you see my little princess with the crown, that's me.
Yep.
My website, there's not much on my website. I had to change my website from a previous host that did me wrong. And
that's always a pain in the neck.
It's like one page.
Yeah.
And I've been a little too busy, you know, I've been a little too busy running away with everybody's money and going on vacations to Bahamas. No, kidding. But I have not had time to be able to go back and do my website. And I do my website myself.
Yeah, that's understandable. Changing hosts is a pain in the neck.
Yeah. Yeah. And I am on Instagram too, as Barbara Jean, the Costume Queen. I'm on Instagram.
And I just want everybody to just so we're clear, your closed orders for this year.
I have paused orders, meaning I'm not really taking any more. I have a few guys that are hounding me and I'm like, oh, I'm really pausing orders. I didn't say I wouldn't take an order. I'm pausing until I can get ahead on what I've got.
Right. Yeah.
Decide, okay, is life okay to be able to take another order?
Yep. So just everybody keep an eye on Barbara's pages. That
yeah,
way you'll
I haven't
know.
Posted it time.
She'll
but
put
I did
it
post
up when
yesterday or today.
No, right. But my point is just everybody can keep an eye on you, that if they want to keep you in mind, that way they will see when you post, okay, I'm ready to go.
You know? Yeah. And if you don't see me for a while, just message me and say, hey, are you okay? Which some of my guys have done that. Are you, are you okay?
Yeah.
I'm still here. I try to stay off of Facebook and everything, because as soon as you post one Facebook, it's like, why aren't you working on my outfit? And
I'm like,
can't. No, I'm good.
Yep. Angie.
So my company is Angie's Originals. I have a Facebook page. Mm-hmm. I don't have a website at the moment. My husband's working on it. Mm-hmm. Nudge, nudge. He needs to get it done.
Stuart, get working.
Yes. But I also have my Etsy shop where I have all of my pre-made off the rack items that are ready to ship. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to expand into other things like leather things, belts, all sorts of stuff, you know, mm-hmm. not just the vests and shirts that I've had. I am still accepting like pre-orders for the off the rack styles
yes.
that I offer. They get to pick their fabric, their button colors, things like that. Mm-hmm. And then we make it in their size. Custom orders, suits and stuff. I will open up my 2025 schedule in June.
Yes.
So, that is when, you know, they can get on my order for or on my schedule for a suit and things like that. Mm-hmm. But right now I'm just trying to get through this year and make sure everybody gets their items.
Yes.
Yeah. And I'll probably about the same, probably, you know, August or September, I'll open up for 2025. You know, I just want to get done with 2023 and 2024.
Uh-huh.
And so I can breathe. Yep. Yeah.
Yeah.
I get it. Well, and like I said, thank you both so much.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Thank you. Big thanks again to Angie and Barbara for coming on. Guys, I hope this episode was an eye-opener for you, and I hope you understand why we did it, and I hope you understand that these two are not the only two facing this problem. It's happening quite a bit. There is a costumer's, a seamstress's private Facebook group, message group. I don't 100% know what it is. It's not for me necessarily to be a part of, but they're telling each other these things, and they're telling each other who these people are. So some people in our community are secretly getting a bad reputation, and they've told me who a couple of these people are, and I was shocked, to be completely frank, who some of these people were doing this bad behavior. And you know, I'm not going to call these people out. I don't know if they were having a bad week, a bad month. I don't know what was going on in these people's lives that made them act like this. If there was something going, you know, like I said, nobody's perfect. Things happen. But just, this felt really important to me. These seamstresses and tailors and costumers, whatever you want to call them, they're creating amazing art, and they are doing it for us so that we can go out there and be our best. They are contributing a huge, huge thing to our art form with their art form, and we need to treat them well because of what they're doing. And because, like I stressed so many times in this episode, they're just people running small businesses, usually by themselves, and things happen. You know, anything could happen. Earlier this year, you know, my wife had a hysterectomy. She couldn't go to her job for months. Maybe she could have sat home and sewn. I don't know, but she also might not have been able to, you know? So like, just life happens, setback happens. And these are cool, wonderful people that just deserve our support and our understanding. So I really do hope, this really will
make you think. And if you hear somebody talking about these seamstresses, you know, especially one of the more well-known ones who, like I did say also in the episode, these people would not be in business if they weren't delivering. We would all know that they would fall through on projects and that projects would not come through. However, we also all know who these people are that are delivering. Angie's delivering. Barbara's delivering. The sewing elves are all of these people are delivering. It might not be on a perfect timeline, but they're delivering. If they weren't delivering, they wouldn't be in business. We wouldn't support them. But with all that said, you know, let's just move forward. And like I said, not perfect, but let's work to be better. Okay? Until next time, remember, keep Christmas with you.